Buy your tickets today for our first ever WILL Ag Farm Assets Conference. It's November the 24th at the Marriott Hotel on the Illinois State University campus in Normal, Illinois. In addition to our great marketing panels on corn, cash grain, and soybeans, we've got keynotes on crop insurance, including the ARCPLC decision and farmland values. The cost is $25 and includes lunch and parking in the hotel parking garage. Get your tickets now at 800-898-1065 or on our secure website at willag.org. That's W-I-L-L-A-G.org. Good afternoon. This is Dave Dickey with a look at USDA's crop production and WASDE numbers for November. Here's how the numbers shook out. On the crop production side, corn put at 14.407 billion bushels with a yield of 173.4. Soybean production, 3.958 billion bushels with a yield of 47.5. Here are how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter December wheat, 569 and a quarter unchanged. Soft December, 515 and three quarters, up one and a quarter. December corn, 371 and a half. Now three quarters, up four and a half. March, 384 and three quarters, up four and a quarter. July, $4 and a half, up four and a quarter. November soybeans, 1027 and three quarters, down 12 and a half. January, 1225 and a quarter, down 11 and a half. July, 1038 and three quarters, down nine and a half. December soybean meal, 381.90, down 8.50. December soybean oil, 32.08, down 32 cents. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Good afternoon, Kurt.
Good afternoon, Dave.
Well, right after the report was released, I was watching the numbers flash on the screen, and November soybeans were actually up over 20, so now we've had a drop a day of 32 cents.
Yes, we're having orders in to take advantage of market extremes would have worked today. Basically, the headlines read by the computers took charge there because it's hard for a human being to come in and read the number, then put the order in. It's all robotic traded. And it's kind of a surprise because they put filters on those because of the big extreme moves we saw here in previous times. And but they caught buy signals and they bought, and all of a sudden the next headline came out and was bearish. So it was a very, very volatile 5 minutes there at the beginning of the trade after the report came out there, Dave.
Well, if you go a little bit behind the numbers, look at the lockup briefings, you see that the soybeans, they are big soybeans, like marbles, but there's not as quite as many of them as there was a month ago.
Yeah, the bean didn't shrink at all. It got a little fatter. And the carryout, the bottom line, unchanged there at 450 million bushels. You know, the next thing to kind of look at is, you know, maybe acreage as we move down the road, but for the most part, the yields remain strong there in the south and clear across the Midwest. The key is to make sure we continue to export what we're going to produce. They raised exports a tad bit, raised crush a little bit to offset a little higher yield number. The thing is, they still got the imports of 15 million bushels. So if we're going to see serious imports of beans in the southeast, we'll have to watch that import number a little bit.
Is there still room, in your estimation, between now and the December report for some further upward revisions on exports of soybeans?
Well, I don't know if we'll see any big revisions. You know, the big thing is a lot of these beans are bound to Asia, particularly China, and any other exports will have to watch the value of the U.S. dollar. If the value of the U.S. dollar remains in a northerly track type of fashion, then you know, you have to question how much bigger export can go, especially as we start to see the southern hemisphere come online and the demand moves to that region as we go. But it's going to be logistics, getting the beans into the export channel, if they're using all the boats for the beans, then what's going to be left for the corn? And you know, you have to contact that redneck yacht club to get additional flotation devices to get them over there.
On the corn side, it doesn't look like all the rhetoric amounted to very much when it was all said and done. Big crop, but it looks like the market has pretty much come to grips with that at these rate, at these prices.
Yeah, just like the beans, the robots kicked in there on the yield. The yield was less than expected. But then all of a sudden, the next flash headline was the carryout, and it was still $2 billion plus. And, you know, that's tighter than it was, but it's not super bullish. And that created a sell-off, and corn was back almost lower there for a little while. And a lot of volatility, a lot of extreme. I mean, if you're bullish, 2 billion bushel corn carryout, then you got something to work with here for a little bit. But for the most part, in the corn, it sort of confirmed that the yields strong in the south. We heard those strong yields early in early harvest. But as we got into the northwest, Minnesota was down. Iowa not quite up to last month's number. So some of your key producing states just wasn't quite there. To be real super bearish number. But when you look at the big picture here, overall production still over 14 billion bushels. So that's a lot of corn we got to move between now and next September 1st.
Yeah, USDA found that population for corn was a little bit less than a month ago.
Well, you can do ear counts, you can do stock counts, you can do kernel size. There's a lot of moving parts. Mm-hmm. But yeah, when you there's a you know, test weight, and there's a million things you can come up with to visit about. But overall, you know, it's a huge crop, and there's some huge demand, so it's going to create a lot of zigging and zagging.
Interesting on the world front, China's production down 3 million metric tons.
Well, that's going to be the key as we move down the road. Right now, the perception is that China's not interested in our corn whatsoever. You know, we advertised the point that they've been taking sorghum, milo under the radar here, you know, clear back a year ago as a substitute here. And I think as we, you know, watch futures demand, that corn to China is going to be an issue as we move into next spring.
What else do we look at going forward? I am almost of the opinion that maybe November is going to be an inside month of October.
Well, I think we're seeing a seasonal rally here. Oftentimes it lasts into either Thanksgiving or in the middle of December. We're kind of the opinion here that now the crop's being tucked away in through here. We'll see maybe bases start to take over to shake grain loose. But I think we're going to develop a trading range, particularly in corn. If corn goes off here, the function of the market is for March roll down where Dease goes off, and for May to roll down where March goes off. There's still some carry in the corn market when you push the pencil on out there. $4 corn and look for the basis scenario. There's some opportunity there. So we kind of feel the market's going to be range-bound until we get in the heart of the growing season in the southern hemisphere and see what type of weather prospects pop up as there.
Thank you very much, Kurt.
Take care, Dave.
Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MathLab and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com. Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red December wheat is 569 and three quarters up a half. Soft December 516 up one and a half. December corn 371 and a half up four. March 384 and a half up four. May 392 and three quarters up three and a quarter. July $4 up three and three quarters. November soybeans, 1028 and a half, down 11 and three quarters. January, 1027 and a quarter, down 9 and a half. March, 1031 and a half, down 8 and three quarters. May, 1035 and three quarters, down 8 and three quarters. July is 1040 and a quarter, down 8. December soybean meal, 382.50, down 790. And December soybean oils, 3218. It's down 22 cents.